"Is this shark very big?"
asked Pinocchio, who was beginning to tremble with fright. "Is he big?" replied the dolphin. "Just to give you an idea of his size, let me tell you that he is larger than a 5-story building, and that he has a mouth so big and so deep that a whole train and engine could easily get into it."
"Mother mine!" cried the Marionette, scared to death,
and dressing himself as fast as he could, he turned to the dolphin and said,
"Farewell, Mr. Fish. Pardon the bother, and many thanks for your kindness."
This said, he took the path at so swift a gait that he seemed to fly, and at every small sound he heard, he turned in fear to see whether the terrible shark, 5 stories high and with a train in his mouth, was following him. After walking a half hour, he came to a small country called the Land of the Busy Bees. The streets were filled with people running to and fro about their tasks. Everyone worked, everyone had something to do. Even if one were to search with a lantern, not one idle man or one tramp could have been found.
"I understand," said Pinocchio at once, wearily. "This is no place for me. I was not born for work."
But in the meantime he began to feel hungry, for it was 24 hours since he had eaten.